So welcome back to the Heart series, and today 3 of part 2. Now, yesterday I was talking a little bit about just how relevant this exercise and this technique is to the people around us in our lives. And it's important to say that what we're talking about here, when we're talking about this kind of kindness, this kind of love, is a very much an unconditional type of kindness. So it's not that we sort of have to work out, that we have to think about whether a person deserves it or not. It's not that we have to sort of think whether they should change certain aspects of their lives themselves. This isn't about us trying to work something out for them. This is just us saying, you know what? No matter what you do, no matter who you are, I'm going to share this with you. And that's really, really important, because often we do see in others behaviors that we know aren't helping them. We can see that because we have a little bit of space. Very often we don't see it in ourselves because we lack that space. So this isn't about judging. It's not about criticizing. It's not about thinking. It's simply coming from a place of, you know what, no matter what you're doing with your life, I'd just like you to be happy. And that's what I'm going to focus on in this particular exercise. So that's the place we're coming from when we do this particular exercise. So with that in mind, just take a moment now just to settle the body. Remember, eyes open, a nice soft gaze as you begin with some deep breaths. And as you feel the body exhale, the next time just gently closing the eyes. And as you close the eyes, just becoming more aware of the other physical senses. Now, as you become more aware of the other senses, you probably already started to become more aware of how the body feels right now. Any areas of particular comfort or discomfort, but just take a the next minute or so, just to scan down through the body, noticing those sensations without trying to change them in any way. And also noticing the sort of attitude of mind, the emotional tone of mind. And as you become more aware of how you're feeling right now, just remembering to bring that sense of beginner's mind that I've talked a little bit about before. As you become aware of your motivation, not simply carrying your motivation day to day, but asking yourself honestly, what's your motivation for doing this today? And how can it benefit people around you as well as yourself? So having checked in, having set up the right attitude for the practice, just effortlessly allowing the mind to rest on the feeling of the breath, the sensation of the breath in the body, and just remaining with that for the next couple of minutes now. So still aware of that movement of the breath in the body, but at the same time now, becoming aware of that pinprick of light in the chest. And just watching as it begins to grow, expand and spread throughout the body, bringing with it that same sense of lightness, happiness, brightness, warmth that we've been focusing on in the last few days. So just watching that now. And having watched that within yourself, now just applying the same idea to somebody else. Starting off with that person you very much respect, admire in some way. Pinprick of light, middle of the chest. And just remembering to notice how the person's body, their facial expressions begin to change as they feel a little bit happier, a little bit more relaxed as that process unfolds. And just letting that image dissolve now. As you imagine the next person, so remember somebody very close to you, somebody you care about, and in just the same way, picturing that pinprick of light in the middle of the chest, and just watching as it spreads throughout the body, bringing an increasing sense of happiness. So just remaining with that image, remember you're seeing the person smile, perhaps even laughing. And there's a real sense of sharing in their happiness, of wanting to see this other person happy. Doesn't require any effort. And when it looks as though they really are as happy as they can be, simply allow that image to dissolve. And just for the next 30 seconds or so, allow the mind to be completely free. And then just bringing the attention back to the body now, back into the physical senses, whichever ones are most obvious, but in particular noticing the weight of the body, that contact between the body and the chair and the floor, as in your own time, you just gently open the eyes again. Remember, we're looking for a seamless transition from an exercise to day-to-day life. Simply carrying that sense of awareness of being present from one thing to the next. Taking a moment to be clear how you feel right now. And just remembering to be mindful throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. Now, as you go about your day today, we're just going to start to move on this idea of integration. Actually bringing the exercise, the technique into your everyday life. And that's not just so that you can remember how it feels, so it feels nice for yourself, but so we can actually start to kind of, I guess, increase the stability of the feeling. So one way of doing that is when you find yourself with sort of little moments throughout the day, then you might just like to take 30 seconds, a minute, just to imagine another person being very happy. It doesn't matter who it is, actually, but just that part of the exercise where you're visualizing the person looking increasingly happy. You can have that little element of light in it, if you like, sort of just expanding throughout the body. You can simply imagine somebody else looking very relaxed and happy. Now, it can be somebody who isn't necessarily around you at the time, or it might be somebody sort of, I don't know, the other side of the office or somewhere else in the house or on the bus or the train you're on. Obviously, you don't have to say anything to the other person, probably better that you don't. But simply going through that exercise brings about that same sense of feeling in the mind. You're essentially training the mind to look outwards, to be more interested in the well-being of others, to have a greater sense of kindness and happiness at the heart of its thinking and feeling. So a really, really beneficial and positive thing to do. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 4 of part 2.